Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy, King Edward Undead, and this is just another weekend broadcast. Really random. First off, I would like to apologize about some of the weekday shows. Some of them were like weekend shows. Usually on weekends I would rant about stuff, but for some reason I decided, okay, I'm going to rant. But I thought it would be appropriate to rant about a certain person today. She's a troll. That kind of sparked back the bronies to come back to the show. I mean, she really sparked it. And I can consider her one of the worst trolls I've ever heard, maybe even the worst. Introducing Twiley Atkins. Now, Twiley Atkins. Man. How am I supposed to explain this? I mean, look. She does this weird, unfunny. Fluttershy voice. I think it's pathetic and stupid. I'll be honest. And it's not funny. It's been done many times years ago. It was funny years ago. Now, if you don't know, of course, if you listen back, I've mentioned that I was a brony at one point. And how do you think I discovered True Capitalist Radio? From being a brony. But the Fluttershy thing, and yes, the very first thing I discovered from that show was a Fluttershy call, incidentally. But since Twiley Atkins decided to bring that back, I thought, it's old, but it needs to die off. I just think Twiley Atkins isn't really the best troll. I mean, look, she almost got Raiden Snake in big trouble here not too long ago. Thank you, Mask Pony, for sharing that. And, she's just very annoying. I mean, look at her Twitter. She looks like she's on some kind of happy gas. This woman. Well, I could call her a Pegasister. I can't even call her a brony. She's a Pegasister. She looks like she's on some fucking happy gas. It's like she's forcing herself to be happy. It's like all she's got in her life is fucking joy. Like, look, how she talked to me. Look. The emojis, man, you know, they show a lot. She's barely critical, and I think that's what's missing is her criticism. She needs to be more critical. But all I'm seeing is a happy-go-lucky person. I mean, literally, she reminds me of Joy from Inside Out. She is... I don't know, man. But there is one thing I did like from her. One thing being that, well, I don't know. It keeps getting in my head that, what was it, the London stand thing? I think that was pretty good, actually, except for one voice that got, I think there was one voice that was annoying me. And that voice was, whoever played Fluttershy? Wrecked, man. Whoever played Fluttershy, you had the worst voice in it. I think Raiden Snake had the best, and I guess Ghost had that going. Hey, what the fuck is going on here? I'm roasting Twiley Atkins. I mean, look, compare her to, actually, I wouldn't compare her to Joy from Inside Out. I would compare Joy from Outside In, too. Why don't you look up Outside In, too, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I might play the clip, but who knows? I would, but you're just going to have to watch it for yourself. I'm going to let you guys watch it. So you guys know what Twiley Atkins really is. TCR Crusaders are lurking here. Yeah, they are. I smell horse genitals, okay? I literally smell horse genitals in the chat, and I smell horse genitals on the phone lines. I just think that, and then look, they're even trying to defend her. Oh, it's cute. Look, I think she needs some criticism in her life, man. Everyone does. Look, I've criticized Ghost, I've criticized my friends, but, you know, I just think that she needs a little kick in the ass, man. I mean, look, I even said from the beginning of this rant that she is the worst troll I've ever heard. I'm not joking. I think she should get the award for worst troll. Oh, yeah, you want to call in for lulz? You're going to play pony shit? I'm expecting these phone calls being pony shits because I see three fucking callers in here. Well, I know one of them. I'll pick them up in a bit, but let's see who these others are. All right. 818, who is this? Oh, little pussy, you fucking pussy. I tell you, man, you're a fucking pussy. Oh, what? Masked Pony's gonna say something? Oh, what the fuck's going on? People are saying I am giving you info about Twiley. Oh, hey, come on. You gave me one piece of info. Listen here, you diaper-wearing fuck. I told you that you gave me info that she gave the Raiden Snake shit. She's the one who caused it. Ka-king. You gave it to me, man. And look at that 818 dropping out like a pussy. Let's... And look at that. Okay, 111. How about you? Who are you? Oh, you're going to be silent again, 111? You want to be dropped out? I would gladly drop you out. I could drop you on your head, 111. Yeah, sure. Why don't we drop you? You're just silent. You just take up space. You're worthless. And Cody, what's up?
You seem really aggressive tonight, Eddie.
I seem what tonight?
Aggressive, like angry.
Of course. That's how everyone should... Well, yeah, I've these bronies have put me through enough, man. And look at that. You're the only caller here left. Oh, look, I'm scaring all the bronies away. Oh, boy, retreat.
This Twiley person seems to really have got to you.
Look. She's this Twiley Atkins motherfucker. To me, I feel like she's a, she's got some personality, but I think it's a creepy and mysterious personality. I told her, there's something weird and creepy about you, Twiley, and you're getting it fresh. Listen, there's something creepy, I mean, I don't usually get this aggressive on here. Usually the more aggressive I am, I think the more of a pounding they're going to get. And it's something that people need in life. And I felt like Twiley needed that extra oomph right there.
Oh, that's sexy right there.
Oh, that's sexy? You want to hear it? Right there.
So you're going to give Twiley a pounding, huh?
Oh, man. I'm taking her to the woodshed. Boy, I'm taking her to the woodshed. And look at this. Look at this. I can already tell the bronies are already going around. It's like that one scene in Whoville where everyone's just fleeing around after the Grinch tells them to kiss his ass.
Hey, do you know who Caperon is? Or or whatever the name is.
Wait, what?
Like the person I was talking to.
Oh, he's another brony. He's a one of.
Okay.
I don't know much about him. I don't know much about him to criticize him, but I know enough about Twily. One of the. She's actually the worst troll, man. I mean, in my personal opinion, she is. And same thing with I'm just gonna mention him once. Renegade. He's just a friend of mine. All right. We've talked over this.
So is Twily a Facebook troll or what?
A Twitter troll. Well, let's see what
Twily. Twitter.
This is aggressive. Are you kidding me, Eddie? I get worse from the mailman. What? You get worse from the mailman, boy. Look, how do you get worse from the mailman? Oh, okay, I get. Well, yeah, it's not too aggressive. You can tell that I'm flowing it right, but if I'm aggressive, I mean, then I would, boy. The greatest time I've been aggressive was towards a guy named Alfonso, and he was pretending to be Homer, and I was so aggressive towards that guy. I told him, in possibly one of the most yelling, most angry voices, what he did to my family. And look, we got an 828. Cody, I'm going to put you on mute. I'm just going to see who this 828 is. I'm going to pick you up, 828. Unless you want to be a pussy and drop out. 828, what's up?
Yeah.
Hello, who is this,
man?
Can
you hear me?
Yes,
no, this is,
what up?
This is Capron. Yesterday I was, tweeting at you, saying hi.
Hey,
what's going on, man?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you, Capron?
I'm fine. I'm just hanging out in the TCR Crusaders chat and, shooting the shit. Heard you were doing a show. I have no idea who the fuck you are. Just, I guess, wanted to say hi. Do you want an explanation of what's going on or something?
An explanation of what's going on in the TCR Crusaders chat?
No, I mean like what's your beef with Twily exactly? Because I just like joined.
Well, I just think she's one of the. I just felt like I had to do a thing on her because I just feel like her. How am I supposed to say it? You know, the way she says things on Twitter and. The way she uses emojis, it makes me feel it's mysterious because, you know, also Masked Pony did share the info. Yeah, I mentioned it before, and I don't care. Listen, I called him a diaper-wearing fuck, even though Masked Pony and I are – I don't even know if I can call him a true friend yet. But he told me that
for
Skype.
Yeah, I should probably have the whole Masked Pony thing. Like, I was kind of one of the guys who ratted him out a long-ass time ago. It was a couple months ago and shit. And, you know, like, he had, like, some sort of fan fiction account, because that's where all the bronies post all their, like, fiction, you know, all that type of shit. He had some shit on there, and it was set to private, you know, immediately after, you know, the beans were spilled. He tried to do a little bit of damage control, but I did get those fix that he did right, and, you know, regardless, you know, as soon as I actually talk to him, like in the little chat room type thing, he isn't that bad of a guy. He's a weird guy, but he's not like, I don't know, malicious or anything. Yeah.
You know, Tub Guy kept claiming he was Homer Bouvier, and I'm like, you know, he's not that bad of a guy. He's just pretty sick. You know, I'm sure he wants to get off the fetish thing. Hopefully, because you know, there's some fetishes that. Proud of, and I think that okay. Let's see. Silent Capitalist finally said something. You're getting close to the 50-minute mark, and the only thing I heard so far is just envy about her performance in various ways. Of course, her performance is shit. Hold up, I'm gonna put you on mute. Her performance as a troll is shit, and no one really cares. Did you hear what El Foxo Loco said? And I do agree with this. She needs to get a better mic. That's true. And she needs to stop doing the Fluttershy bullshit. Maybe get out of the brony thing, you know? Stop, like, forcing My Little Pony into Ghost Show. Maybe that would make her better, huh? Maybe force something else in there, like, something. I don't know. Something that I can actually, like, go for. Like, maybe Tohu, I guess. Yes, guys, I have some bad news. You guys won't like this. It's terrifying. I'm going to drink Starbucks. Oh, no. Starbucks, man. All right, but yes. She is the shittiest troll ever. That's all there is to it. I mean, look. She does the Fluttershy voice. It's shit. A lot of what she does are copies of other, you know, trolling things that other people made. And, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have done that. I mean, I can't give out names, but, like, look, you're copying. Yeah, you get what I mean. But, yeah, 614. You're on the air.
What? Me?
What's up, me?
Oh, yeah, I'm making eggs. I'm making more eggs.
Oh, make eggies for Eddies, please.
Yes, eggies for Eddies.
Oh, yes. Make that the new hashtag. Maybe eggies for Eddies. How about that?
I could do that. Every time I make eggs, I'll post a hashtag for you. Okay, Eddie, real talk. Are you actually planning on permanently leaving Facebook, or was that just a temporary thing?
Well, I might leave permanently if Trump is, like, elected out from the office spot by the Electoral College. That's what my plan is.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, she is a brony troll, of course. You know, I don't like brony trolls. They're the worst. Less than 50% of my calls have been Fluttershy, but I've heard your other splices. They're just shitty, man. I'm sorry.
Is she one of, like, ghost callers?
Get unmute.
Or,
hold up.
Or
Ron wants to get an unmute. I know you're 828. Hold up, Cody. Putting you on mute. Let's get 828. What's going on?
No, I was just going to say, like, I was actually reading into the whole Electoral College bullshit. Apparently, it's pretty much solidified that there shouldn't be anything to worry about, you know. I mean, I honestly fear for Trump's life. You know, I kind of felt that way after Obama was elected. I thought, like, some Grand Dragon-type racist was going to, like, shoot him and shit. But with this shit, I'm worried about, like, all of these toxic liberals, like, literally going completely apeshit and being, like, so super triggered that they're going to, like, try to pull some really serious shit. And I hope that, like, the Secret Service is actually on the ball to protect this guy. Because, like, I don't know what the fuck these liberals are going to do next. And I used to be among them. I used to be, you know, associated with them. But then I realized that it was turning into literal cancer, and I had to leave. Because it was just too stupid, and all this SJW bullshit was just like, you know, I mean, I'm like a fucking, I enjoy a show for little girls. Obviously, I don't really give a fuck about the whole burning shit, but to be honest with you, you know, there's a lot of really fucked up shit in the world. I kind of need to unwind, even if it is with, like, some retarded bullshit like that, but, like, you're not going to see me like, well, we have to protect everybody. Everybody has to have a safe space, and we all have to be nice and protected from all the harmful language and like the college bullshit. We're trying to create a home here. You know, it's just so fucking lame and retarded, and it just pisses me the hell off. But, yeah, I mean, back to the whole trolling thing. I do agree that we need some, you know, better shit, because it's either hell.
Yes. Yeah,
sorry, I got a beep on my damn phone, but it's like either like the Helen Keller deaf mutes, or it's like, I don't know, like these really bad phones that people are using, but I don't know. Twilly, she's okay. Does she need to improve? Obviously, but what are you gonna do? I'll have to wait. I do have some shit myself prepared. Finally got to her shout out, so hopefully I actually get my shit done, but. You know, I want to try to make it at least a little bit lousy and not, like, super retarded, like all this, like, African booty scratch type shit, because that's really fucking retarded and getting on my nerves. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. But, anyway, that's all I really wanted to say. So, I guess have a good day.
Yeah, you too. All right, anyways, man, I just wanted to say that, you know, there was another example of how Twilly Atkins... How she actually, how am I supposed to say this? How Twilly Atkins has copied people, okay? She's copied a Boat 073, obviously. Look, she copied him. You know the autograph burning? Yeah, that. There you go. That's something she's guilty of. See, I just think she's a carbon copy of a lot of other trolls. And, I mean, I can't give out examples. She's done so much. I don't need to explain, like, all the things she's done. But, you know, her debut was kind of the part where it's like, yeah, I mean, look. Oh, look at that. It's 818. What's up, 818? Exactly. Fucker. Anyways, Cody, what's up?
Hey, I'm about to invite someone to your show.
You're about to invite someone to my show? Is it a brony?
Yeah.
Huh? You're not going to invite any bronies on my show, are you?
I don't know. He's probably not. He's got a Ren and Stimpy profile picture.
Oh, okay. Ren and Stimpy's pretty lit. I can go down with that. All right, I'll put you on mute. But it's just that Twiley Atkins' attitude. It's not much to explain. It's just that it's not just... Mid-convo, yeah. I know you TCR Crusaders are listening. Listen up. You guys will never be on the show again here in the next few days. Look, you've only sold about 75 autographs. And you're supposed to sell, what, 125? You're never going to reach your mark. You're just going to have to buy more. And, yeah, this is a direct message towards the bronies. Which I hope that's not too bad of a thing, because if that happens, you know what's going to happen? I just have the fear if it happens, you're just going to come to me and you're going to start playing pony clips on my show and you're going to find a whole new fucking destination. It's going to be like, oh, really? Just realize that you're not going to get the same old cans. You might get some rage out of it, but that's about it. You're not going to get cans. You're not going to get, like, heart attacks and shit. Look, I'm a healthy young man, but I think that the bronies will stay on TCR. Oh, yeah. Ghost dropped the requirement. The brony. Oh, he dropped it? He fucking dropped it. Why? He fucking dropped it like a pussy. Are you kidding me? So he decides to drop the... he decides to drop it like a pussy. Oh, boy. Ghost made the wrong decision. I'm going to guess that they were going to take... I don't know why. I'm just pissed now. Exactly. And he didn't care who was listening to him. That's the problem. And look, he's doing... See, this is what I hate about Ghost, okay? I've done criticism on this guy before. And the one thing that I don't like is that he does the same old bullshit. Look, I do different things every day. Look, if you come to my show and I do, like, one of those fun skits, you're going to see... That I actually do some acts once in a while. I do a few little skits. Like, and they're unscripted. But yeah. Anyways, if people really do want to call in during the after show, I might do an after show. Who knows? Yeah, I'm an ex-pony fag. But I do know about the My Little Pony character still. But here's the thing. If you want to call in during the after show, call 347-855-8578, okay? Oh, what? Okay, I'm a racist. Yeah, I read that. Who cares? Oh, boy, you're going to make a splice out of that, aren't you? So let's see who this 587 person is. You're on the air.
Yeah, there?
Hello? Who is... Hi.
Oh, hi, my name is John. Hello?
Hey, John, what's going on?
Yo, buddy, man, I gotta say, though, I love you, man. You're politically incorrect, and niggers.
Oh, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You're not gonna be spamming that. You're not gonna be spamming niggers on my show. Okay. We're loving your sparkling personality on out there. Perhaps we should listen into your show more often. Oh, great. I've attracted the motherfucking bronies. Okay. A try-hard alert? Yeah, try-hard alert, definitely. I don't know who that was, but whoever that was, he's back on the fucking queue. Look, I'll take 614 first, okay?
Are we doing Irene tonight soon?
Yeah, we will do Irene soon.
What's up, Eddie?
I'm doing good. How are you, 614?
My eggs are in the pot. I got about...
Hey, you went to the wrong egg.
12 minutes till they're done. What?
Hold up, I got a song for that. I've got a song for
what?
That. Hold up.
Okay, sing your song.
No, I'm not going to sing it. It's a YouTube video. Hold up. It's called You Entered the Wrong Egg. Hold up a minute. I'm going to put you on mute for this one. I'm just going to play it because you make me want to play it. Here. Yeah, go drink some bleach, Maine. But again, we got the two new calls in here. Actually, I'll just keep them in here. I'll see what they have to do. I really don't care if you say nigger on my show. I say it a lot. Don't you worry. So let's see who 587 is. What's up, John?
Just fucking, you're amazing, man. You know, I like how you're so non-PC, you know. Not politically correct bullshit, you know, because it's all bullshit. It's just bullshit, right?
Wait, my bullshit is bullshit? Wait, what?
Not your bullshit, man. The whole PC bullshit, man. Politically correct, you know? Like, I got a story for you, all right? I got a story, you know?
Go on ahead.
So, you know, me and my ex-wife, you know, I'll tell you why we're ex later, you know? Because, you see, she got preggo, all right? I got a preggo, you know, because, fuck, I didn't wear a fucking condom, but fuck it. You know, I want to feel something, right? So, you know, I fucked her, right? And she got pregnant, and I fucked her again, but, you know, she had an abortion. And, you know, the fucking kid, you know, was fucking inborn, you know, fucking inbred shit. And, you know, I grabbed my shopping cock and shoved it out of the baby's dick hole, you know, and shoved it down the dead baby's asshole, too, you know?
That is terrible. That's terrible. You actually sound like ghetto capitalist. You, in fact, sound like ghetto capitalist. It's so weird. And how dare you do that? That sounds terrible. Why would you do that to a baby? That's not nice, mate. Anyways, we do got a 352 caller. What's going on?
Scarlet Moon, Radio Graffiti. That's it for bronies. I won't take another call from them. I'll ignore them. I'm not joking around. I'm clicking them off. I mean, we're not even going to acknowledge them, all right?
God damn it. All right, we get it. We get it. Yeah, bronies are not going to come on it. I mean, are going to come on still. Come join the brony orgy? The brony orgy? Is that what you said? Pranky Atkins. Prankster Pinkie Pie. God damn it. Okay. But who's the Amelisis? But again, we have a few seconds. If you really do want to call in, call 347-855-8578. I'll just keep you on the air because, you know, the rest of the show is just going to be pretty much random call on 10 seconds, man. And we'll start doing a little thing I like to do. I guess so. All right, we got four calls in here. And usually I do this. I've been doing this for years, even before Ghost came back. Now, you might call it a little bit of a cheap knockoff of Radio Graffiti. Back then, since 2013, I've been doing a thing called Random Vandalism. Anytime I had a good amount of callers, I would do Random Vandalism. Now, all you got to do is, it's the same rules as Radio Graffiti, basically. I'm sure some of you guys know already. A few seconds, whatever. So anyways, let's get some. 614, fuck. We only have two calls. What? Fuck that. Never mind. No random vandalism then. No random vandalism. All right, 614. In the air. Well, what's going on?
Who was that last person who called in with the ghost splice? Do you know them?
Fucking Scarlet Moon, that fucking brony. She did the tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. That's a stupid troll. That's one of the examples of the trolls I don't like. I felt like that Twilight did that too. All these bronies do the tell me lies, tell me sweet lies. It ruins the song. Honestly, if you want to know something better, you should have done Why the Fuck You Lying. You should have done that instead of tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Like,
honestly,
you should have done
that. Honestly, I would prefer Fleetwood Mac. I like them.
Fleet Mac? I don't know much about them, man.
Fleetwood Mac, that's the name of the band that sings that song.
Oh, yes, it is. I remember. Yes, you like that song? You like, Tammy? Yeah, screw that song, man.
Yes, I like that song.
Yeah. King Ed, Twiley is trolling you hard. You're on here, obviously butthurt about him. While Twiley is sitting at their computer laughing at your discontent towards them, it's fucking hilarious. Well, fuck you. Fuck you, I'm a
trolled. You got trolled.
Jesus Christ. But look, she's trolling me hard. She's got me. She's got me by the fucking balls. Nope. Yeah, it's a she. She's got me by... And reminds me of an AC/DC song. There's a song by the name of that. You got my man the balls. Yeah, I like that song. By the way, you're the only caller now.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. We are lonely. You know what that means?
What?
That means I can anally fist you.
I'm blocking you.
I'm kidding, man.
Getting off the phone right now. That made me uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, man. Don't get off the phone, please.
Bye.
All right, man. Now, end the show.
I gotta finish my egg. I gotta finish my egg. Bye.
Okay, I'm gonna end the episode. I wanna thank Cody and these stupid bronies for coming in, man. I'll talk to y'all later. See you on tomorrow's episode of Dead City Radio.